Hi, Rich Dole here. I just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to the Have You Heard podcast. We will be adding new material and interviews in addition to interviews archived over the 10 plus years of being on the air. So if you keep coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com or subscribe to this podcast from wherever you get your podcast, you'll always have new material, new artists, and new music to discover. As always, thank you for listening. Good evening and welcome to Have You Heard. I'm your host, Rich Dole, and I'm joined in the studio by local clarinetist, new owner of a CD, Miss Sean Goodman. Sean, how are you?
Great.
It's Mrs. Sean Goodman.
It is.
Sorry. I just was going with the flow there. Mrs. Sean Goodman. Welcome, Sean, to the show. And you have several new things in your life recently. Not just an album, but a job. And yes. let's just do a little background. So you play the clarinet and other things, and you have groups that play around. What's going on? How are things going?
Well, they're going well.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. And your new job is?
So I'll be teaching clarinet at Butler University.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's great. Is this your first college gig?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I did my master's there.
Okay.
So I did a little graduate assistantship and helped teach some things.
Uh-huh.
This is the first official faculty position.
Okay. And the new job at Butler,
College
of the Arts.
Right.
And a new CD. So how did this CD come about? And it's a clever, very clever title. Not Benny's Goodman.
Right.
Do you get asked that a lot if you're related to Benny Goodman?
I do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I joke and tell people that that's the reason I married my husband, so.
I needed to take a clarinet name, you know.
True. But, no, but I thought that was, you know, I mean, I'm glad you think it's clever. I hope people think it's clever. Maybe they won't get it. I think they will.
I think so.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, I think the jazz audience is, they're not uneducated people.
No, this is true.
They know the jazz history. They know clarinet, Benny Goodman. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe they'll see it and they'll go, Benny Goodman, I like Benny Goodman. I'll buy this. But mm-hmm. then maybe they won't realize that it's not Benny's Goodman.
Hmm. I see. But it's still clarinet, jazz clarinet. And how long have you been working on this recording?
Well, you know, Gary and I both teach at Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Walters, the piano player. So I actually met Gary about 15 years ago when he was playing with Chuck Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't really start playing together until about 3 years ago when I started working on my master's. I guess that was 3 or 4 years ago at Butler. And so we just really had a lot of fun playing together, just doing duo stuff. And I just thought earlier this year maybe we should, you know, record some of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually recorded the CD in March.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, yeah, so many little independent, I'm doing it or do it yourself type of recordings mm-hmm. can take a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
But that's pretty quick.
I mean, you know, it's kind of an expensive thing to, mm-hmm. to undertake.
Sure.
You know, God always provides when it's time, and it was time.
All right.
So.
And you have a CD release party coming up.
I do. I have a few of them, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's get the rundown. We'll mention it several times
okay.
through the show.
I mean, I have two official CD release parties. So one is an all-ages event. So because I do a lot of teaching, you know, underage kids and mm-hmm. stuff like this. So that one is on Tuesday, September 17th at Butler.
Mm-hmm.
It's a faculty artist series concert. And it's also part of Indie Jazz Fest.
Oh, cool.
Which is exciting.
Excellent.
And that'll be Tuesday, September 17th at 7:30 p.m. in the Eidson Duckwall Recital Hall on Butler University.
I'm glad you said that because I'm not going to say that hall's name.
Most people just call it Ducky.
Ducky. Yeah. I can do that.
Ducky.
That I can do.
In Ducky.
I get all tangled up when there's hyphenated hall names.
I know, right?
I just can't do it.
So, and then that'll be followed by a short reception while we'll have some food and stuff. And then the following week on Monday, September 23rd, which happens to be the day before my birthday.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're going to have a little CD release party at the Jazz Kitchen. And that's, 21 and over, but it's no cover charge. And we're doing a complimentary champagne toast in the lounge. Yeah, an hour before, so that'll be like at 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to David Ali for that.
Nice.
So we're doing that. And then just Gary and I are going to do, concert at 7.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, from the new album, Not Benny's Goodman, this is Sean Goodman and Gary Walters. And we're going to start off with the title, or the first track, not the title track, but the first one, Lover Man. And here we go. It's clarinet and piano for your Saturday night.
Thank you.
Lover Man, from the brand new album Not Benny's Goodman by Sean Goodman. That was Lover Man. We have Sean Goodman in the studio tonight. Welcome again.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And you're listening to Have You Heard here on WICR 88.7 The Diamond. And very happy to have some clarinet. I don't think we've ever had clarinet and piano for the whole night. We featured Frank and Claude in the past. Which I noticed that this is dedicated to several people, including Frank and Claude, or the duos, and Chuck Carter as well, which is excellent. Great people and very deserving of a dedication such as this. And we've always featured Frank with other things, like maybe a new album he had or a quartet here and there as well, but not all night clarinet and piano.
Nice. So, it doesn't really get any better than that.
Yeah, well, you know, sure. It's your, you can say what you want. You're
clarinet
entitled.
Clarinet piano, I mean.
Yeah.
Not necessarily my CD, but.
Yeah, well. Well, speaking of the CD, we have a couple CD release parties coming up on September 17th on the campus of Butler University at the at Ducky Hall. And that's an all-ages show. And also the 23rd of September at the Jazz Kitchen, which is 21 and over. For more information, you can go to seangoodmanjazz.com. All the information, I'm assuming, is there.
Yes.
Or it will be.
It is. Yeah,
yeah. Good. And or thejazzkitchen.com to find out their schedules and everything. So, Sean, where did you record this?
We recorded that down in Bloomington, Airtime Studios.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Chip Reardon was the engineer. And, I mean, he did a great job. Yeah, he's got a great ear, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just there 2 days in March.
Okay, yeah, so I was going to ask if it was one of those sessions that, you know, there's like, I've done sessions where it's been really fast, like everything just kind of came together. And other sessions where it's like, okay, well, let's just quit while we're ahead and then come back tomorrow fresh.
Right. Yeah, no, actually, it was a great thing because we actually, on the CD, about half the tracks came from the first recording date and about half of them came from the second recording date.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, we just went in like, you know, sometimes they do where they have like just the clarinet player plays and just, you know, and they separate everybody, but we said no, we want to play at the same time, so it's more authentic.
Yeah.
I mean, jazz is like, you never really know what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, you don't know where it's going to go.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all improvised.
Right.
So, you know, we decided, you know, let's just sit down, try this and see what kind of sound we get and, you know, how it turns out, and I think it turned out pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It has a really great lush sound to it and a depth of a sound that you're not going to always get from sometimes the recordings can sound so artificial and overproduced or whatever, but I don't get the sense from this at all. Where can people purchase this CD?
So, they can go on my website, seangoodmanjazz.com, or they can go on iTunes, download it off of iTunes, Amazon, CDBaby.com, pretty much anywhere that you get music nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come to one of my concerts, you can buy one.
There you go.
That's really probably the best way to do it.
Yeah, and then you'll sign it.
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get to at least gaze upon Gary at the very least if you go to one of Sean's CD release parties. That will be very exciting.
And his socks.
He always has interesting socks.
Typically, yeah.
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 We had actually, for the album artwork, we had taken a few pictures with his socks. He had some like multicolored polka dotted socks.
Okay.
I'm not sure how they smell, but they look pretty cool.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
We decided not to use those after.
Yeah. So, let's see, September, so your birthday is the 24th. Are you a Libra?
I am.
Okay, yeah. So Gary and I were born on the same day.
No kidding.
20 years apart. It's an argument as to who came first, but yeah, so we're all Libras. That's good. Okay, well, let's jump ahead and...
Wait, when is your birthday?
October 5th.
Okay.
So it's Gary's.
Okay.
Yeah.
I should know that probably.
No.
I'm sorry.
It's quite all right.
Okay.
There's no reason to know it. Yeah. Yeah, but thanks for not knowing. That's really...
Well, I will the next time.
That's right. Next. That's right. Okay, so how about a beautiful tune by Wayne Shorter here, Infant Eyes?
Yeah.
And we'll have more questions, and we'll talk with Sean Goodman for the rest of the night. This is from her new album, Not Benny's Goodman. This is the tune, Infant Eyes. beautiful tune Infant Eyes by Wayne Shorter, rendered by Sean Goodman and Gary Walters on the brand new album Not Benny's Goodman, featuring Sean Goodman and Gary Walters on clarinet and piano, a duo. And we have Sean here in the studio. Welcome, Sean, and thank you for coming in and playing this great music from your CD. I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
This is when about 25th minute, 30 minute of the show. It's when it gets real.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hold on, let me brace myself.
Brace yourself.
All right.
Why the clarinet? How did you choose a clarinet way back when? What got you into it?
So that's a funny story, because I really did not want to play the clarinet.
Nobody really did.
Okay,
I've never heard anybody say.
Don't go there, Rich.
Gosh, I really want to play the clarinet.
Well, actually, I think nowadays, because of Squidward, I think a lot of people really do. You know, we saw the influx of saxophone players because of Bill Clinton, and now we're seeing that because of Squidward. So, lucky for me, I was already playing the clarinet when Squidward came around. But, when I was in middle school, so I was going into sixth grade. I lived in Oklahoma at the time, and I went to this really small school, and I wanted to be in the choir, because I was big into singing, like, forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to do, like, Indianapolis Children's Choir.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was into it. I mean, that was after Oklahoma. But I got a phone call from the school guidance counselor. She said that only two people in the whole school had signed up for choir, and so they weren't going to offer it. And so she gave me the option of doing the other specials classes. So I said, well, what did I sign up for as my second choice? She said, PE. Now, you can do PE, but you'll be the only girl in there.
Okay.
You know, and I'm, you know, sixth grade, I'm kind of self-conscious. I'm like, what's the other options? She said, art or band, you know, and I'm like, I really don't want to do band, because everybody else signed up for band because they all thought the pep band was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to do art, but then I was like, well, maybe band has something to do with music, right? So I decided to do band, and I really didn't want to have to work too hard, so I asked the band director, you know, what instrument is most like the recorder, because I did pretty good at that. And he said, the clarinet. But that is a lie.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
Right? I mean, really.
Not even close.
Really, the saxophone is most like the recorder, you know, as far as not having to work, you know, much harder. I guess he needed more clarinet players. And then, ironically.
Yeah, it sounds like a band director.
Right? They do that all the time. Don't do that to people.
Oh, you look smart. Here's a trombone.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
I'm
no,
smart.
I don't think they would say that. I think they'd give him a bassoon. But anyway.
You're probably right.
And then I was looking upstairs. I was somehow we were looking through the attic, and my dad found his old clarinet. He had played clarinet like in fourth grade, and so we had an instrument, you know. So that's why I started. And matter of fact, I played clarinet for, you know, 6 months or whatever it was, and I told the director I wanted to switch to flute. And he said, okay, as soon as spring break's over, you can switch to flute. Over spring break, we ended up moving to Indiana. And so when I got to Indiana, sixth grade was back in elementary school. So that was it. Like, I was done with band. I was back in choir.
Mm-hmm.
So I joined the Indianapolis Children's Choir, loved it. Got to seventh grade. I was going to do choir again. Choir was not very good at my school.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, I'll join the band again. And so I stayed on clarinet at that point. Ended up going to the Great Lakes Music Camps, which used to be at Butler back in the day.
Right.
And that was 7th, 8th grade, first time I ever heard Frank Glover play.
Ah.
He played at that. And that was like, I was like, whoa, I didn't realize clarinets could do that, mm-hmm. right? And then when we got into high school, ironically, my high school jazz band director brought in Frank Glover to work with the jazz band one day. And I wasn't in the jazz. I was like in the, you know, bottom jazz band. I was only in the jazz band because I had a crush on one of the guys that was in jazz band. You know, it's not like I really like jazz or anything like that. And Frank was in working with the top jazz band. And one of my friends said, you should go, you know, I dare you to go tell Frank Glover that he looks like Stephen King. And I was like, okay, you know, I was up for a dare.
Why not?
I didn't even know what Stephen King looked like, you know.
Kind of like Frank Glover.
Well, apparently. So, like, I went up to him and I was like, hey, did you know you look like Stephen King? And he kind of looked at me, you know, like, really? And he just started laughing, and he goes, you realize Stephen King is really ugly, right? And I was like, no, I'm sorry. I said, I'm sorry. I don't even know what he looks like, man, you know? And he was like, you know, you're pretty funny, you know? You want to take a lesson sometime? And I'm like, sure, you know? I didn't even know what I was getting myself into, but mm-hmm. that's when I started taking. So that was my freshman year of high school. And I studied with him for about 6 years after that. I was pretty much his only student at the time, and I heard he gave me a copy of his album, Something Old, Something New, with the strings and everything. So I was on my way home from a lesson at his house, and I put that CD and I was listening to it, and it got to the track, it was his arrangement of America. Mm-hmm. And there's a part where he's playing the melody just in perfect unison with the piano, Claude playing piano, you know?
Yeah.
And he like hits this like really high note, and he was like perfectly in tune with the piano and so like beautiful and smooth. And I was just like, it was that moment when I knew like, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do this.
Like, wow.
And so I just, you know, in high school, I practiced for about 6 hours every day.
Wow.
Yeah, because I just, like, had to do it.
Yeah. That's really amazing. I love those moments when it just clicks, you know? And I never really had a moment like that. I just always assumed I'd be a musician somehow. I never remember wanting to be anything else or where music was just, like, a thing I did. It was always... That's how I defined myself from the very, very young. But I kind of envy that clicking, that light bulb going off, going... This is what I want to do. I think that's really a big moment in a life, you know?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it changed, you know, right now. I mean, if it wasn't for that moment, I'd probably be like a doctor or something making like all kinds of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm really happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what matters.
I'm really happy. And I, you know, since then I teach, you know, I have a ton of private students. I work at DECO at different schools. I work with lots of different kids. I run a youth orchestra. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like this is really my calling.
Yeah.
Besides just being something I love. So, I can't imagine doing anything
else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, I'm glad that you're doing it. And I'm glad that you've brought your CD in to play. We're going to play a couple tracks here in a row. We'll do Embraceable You and Django.
Cool.
If you're okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. So, from the new album, Not Benny's Goodman by Sean Goodman, this is Embraceable You and Django. For more information about this album and about Sean, to find out when and where she's playing, you can go to SeanGoodmanJazz.com. Thank you for listening. And here is Embraceable You and Django. Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt the show, but just a reminder that you're listening to the Have You Heard podcast. New episodes are always being added to haveyouheardjazz.com, so please check it out. Subscribe to us any way you see fit to keep yourself updated. We'd also like to invite you to get involved by being a larger part of our show through contributing segments or ideas, or by becoming a supporter or underwriter. More information can be found at haveyouheardjazz.com or drop us an email at hyhjazz@gmail.com. We welcome your support and we thank you for listening. Now back to the podcast.
Embraceable You and Django from the new album Not Benny's Goodman by Sean Goodman. Sean, thank you very much for being in here.
Thank you.
And this is a beautiful album. It's the sound on the clarinet is deep, rich, mellow. It's everything that I don't attribute always with the clarinet, I guess.
Thanks, Rich.
I'm sorry. No, I always say, like, in my history classes, when we're talking about the brass band, New Orleans brass bands, and how the instrumentation got set up, you know, we talk about the most loud and annoying instruments that get the melody or counter melody. It's always trumpet and clarinet.
Interesting.
But this is opposite of that.
Thank you, I think.
No, you should thank me. You don't have to again, but... So, September 17th on the campus of Butler University, all ages show, CD release party at the Ducky. Mm-hmm. And September 23rd at the Jazz Kitchen. And they're both going to be just you and Gary?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Those are both, just Gary and I. And we're doing a couple dates at the Chatterbox coming up, too.
Okay.
We're adding Joe Deal in for those.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
He's a great bass player mm-hmm. here in town. So we'll be playing with Joe at the Chatterbox on Friday, September 13th. That's 10:30 p.m.
Yeah, there's a late start.
Yeah, you know. And we're also doing Saturday, October 26th at the Chatterbox.
Excellent.
Yeah, of course, those are both 21 and over, mm-hmm. you know, events. But we're doing one more all-ages event the next month, November, at the Indianapolis Hebrew Congregation.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
A big, they call it their second Sunday
right.
concert series.
Mm-hmm.
So the three of us will be playing Sunday, November 10th at 2 p.m. There at the Hebrew Congregation. And that is a free concert for all ages as well.
Excellent. For more information... And to find out when and where all of those great concerts are happening, you can check out SeanGoodmanJazz.com. As always, thank you for tuning in. For more information about this show, you can find us on Facebook, Have You Heard Jazz, or email us at hyhjazz@gmail.com. Sean, thank you very much for coming in and sharing your music with us. And we're going to end the night with two tunes. Child is Born and a really nice little waltzy number, Moonlight in Vermont. It's a beautiful arrangement of that tune.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing.
Thanks.
You have been listening to the Have You Heard podcast. A big thank you to Jared Thompson and Premium Blend for letting us use their incredible original tune, Pursuit of Happiness, from their album, The Road. You can hear Have You Heard every Wednesday at 9 p.m. in Indianapolis on WICR 88.7 FM, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world through the internet at wicronline.org, or look for WICR in the TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio apps. Listen to us anytime by coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com, where we will be adding new material all the time, so there will always be something new for you to check out. As always, we appreciate your time, your support, and thank you for listening.